here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine, just to guess, is Will King and Guy Simon. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Sorry, I thought for a second there maybe I got the names wrong. I'm not doing very well.
No, perfect.
So you're both performers at a show that's on at the 45 Downstairs.
Yes.
Called Strangers in Between.
Yes.
So welcome to the show. Now, I think we were talking a little bit before saying how what we like to do is have a bit of a chat about your background, how you got involved in the arts and, you know, and your love for it. Hopefully that you do love it still. That's why you're still doing it.
Nah.
So, well, maybe you can tell us a bit about that. We'll go into that.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we'll start with you, Will.
Beautiful.
So how did you get started and what have you been up to till now?
I've been involved in the arts since I was a kid. I saw one of my older cousins actually in a dance concert when I was about four, and apparently I just jumped out of my seat, ran into the aisle and just sat there glaring at her with wide, very impressed eyes for 2 hours straight, which is the only time I'd ever sat still. So, yeah, for a long time. And all through school I did art and I did theater and stuff, and I was into all the musicals and stuff like that. I left my first high school to go to a performing arts high school, and so I was
whereabouts.
My first high school was Ivanhoe Grammar School.
Right, but what arts school did you go to?
I went to 16th Street.
Right.
Yeah. So that's where, and then I ended up studying there full time once I graduated high school as well. So that was it's like a 1 year theatre course, theatre and film and television as well. So just an acting course. So that was straight out of high school, and then since then I've just been hanging out, and this is sort of my first big role since graduating school.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A newbie to the...
Yeah, I'm a freshie.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So your background is very short from that.
Very short, yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Apart from being a four-year-old and loving your cousin on
Well,
stage.
Yeah.
So, Guy, give us yours.
Oh, well, okay. So I'm from Sydney. I grew up in a little suburb called La Perouse, which is an Indigenous community. I'm Indigenous, for those who don't know. I was completely different, so I wanted to be a sprinter. So I was, like, training in, like, track and field and all of that stuff. And I always wanted to be an actor and get into the arts, and I was always, like, doing, dance stuff with my cousins and all of that, and it looked like I was going to become a dancer as well, so
what happened with the
sprinting?
Yeah, with the being a sprinter.
Okay, so here we go. So in high school I got up to this like really high level where we were running on a track that had like literally the paint was drying. I think it was at Homebush. I think it was just before the Olympics or whatever. Like, the paint was drying, so we had to run. Because I was 100 metres, that was my thing. But we had to start around the track. We had to run on a bend.
Oh, and so that's 200 metre running, isn't it?
No, it added up to 100 metres, but the tracks kind of crossed. And so I was running, and then I run into another guy's lane, and I bumped into him. And while I was running, I was like, sorry. And then I just kept running, and I think I came second or third. But I got there, and then I got disqualified because I ran into his lane. And then I tried, I had an amazing coach and stuff, and afterwards, and I tried to keep getting back into it, but I just fell out of love with it.
Because it is athletics, and it's a bit... it's a lot of time and effort to put into it with not much reward.
Yeah.
But it was great. I really loved it. Because I'm like an extroverted introvert, so I love walking and running by myself, so I get to think. So, like, training for me was just running. And
yeah.
That was some sort of meditation for me, and I loved it.
Yep. So when did the acting side come?
When I finished high school, I went to Eora TAFE College in Sydney, and I studied screen, which was behind the camera, and that was like, I loved sound. I wanted to be a boom operator. But then the amazing Leah Purcell came to the college and said, hey, I'm making a short film. I can't pay you, but I can pay you an experience. And I was like, oh, great. I'd love to, assist on sound and all that stuff. And then something in me just said, can I audition for, one of the roles? And she's like, yeah, bub, come in. I'll send you the script. And I went in and I got the role. And then she's like, oh, you should, think about doing this. And then they had an acting course there, and I did that for a year. And then I had a year out. And then my uncle Chicky Dixon, who's an Indigenous activist, he was doing lectures at NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Art. And he said, oh, why don't you audition for there? What have you got to lose? And I'll introduce you to some of the staff there. And I did. And I auditioned for that and I got in. So I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
NIDA, hello.
Yeah.
Dude, just dropped that one in the interview.
How are you feeling now?
That was quite an introduction, wasn't it?
No, it's like... Will is really
No, I'm joking. No, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just like, oh my God.
So what was NIDA like?
Hard. It was amazing. It was great. I got to meet some of my like dearest friends, not even friends, family, and so many amazing artists and...
Can you name drop with somebody that went through in your class?
In my year? Yeah. Maine Wyatt. Who's my one of my dearest friends, my best friend, my brother.
Yep.
Benedict Samuel, Matthew Backer, who else? Jenny Wu, David Berry, a lot of other people. And it took us a while to kind of find our feet. So I think after 3 years, like everyone just started doing stuff. And it's like, yeah, all of my friends are winning now. It's great.
So what happened once you did leave there? You know, did the jobs start coming?
No. No, they didn't. You had to earn your stripes.
Yep.
You go out and do theatre and tour around and things that you're not particularly interested in and you're not getting paid for and, you know, trying to juggle stuff and get your name out there and just let people know that you're here and you're keen and you're good and all of that stuff. And, you know, it's, you know, in the trenches.
Yeah, but that's what theatre's about, though, isn't it? You know, it's not an easy road to take. You know, but it's gets in your blood, doesn't it? You can't stop.
Yeah.
So, have you moved down here, or have you come down for this role?
I might as well move down here. This is where all the work is. Like, I've just been getting so much work down here in Melbourne ever since I did. I think it was 2013 when I did Black Diggers.
Yep.
I did that, and then all of a sudden, like, Melbourne's like, who's this? And things just started happening, and I did Jasper Jones down here. I did Black Showgirls with the Malt House, and I did a stint on The Wrong Girl, and, like, all of these things just start coming down here. So I'm just like, why don't I move down here?
You should.
But you haven't. But we won't let you because we don't like you, so you can't move.
Oh, that's all right. I'll just visit. No, it's all right. I'll come and drink all your coffee.
Okay. So... Strangers in Between. So, Will, tell us, what is this piece?
So it's a play by Tommy Murphy. I think it was originally put on in 2004 for the first time. And Tommy Murphy wrote Holding the Man, which was adapted for the screen a while ago. He adapted it from the novel.
The book, yeah.
And so it's a classic play. It's beautiful. I think we're all so lucky that we're working on it, and everyone involved is so passionate about the play and about the story. And it's such a good time to be doing a play like this as well. It's very relevant at the moment, just with what's been happening in terms of the yes vote and everything coming through. It's very relevant, and the best thing about this play is that it's a queer story, but it's not just about sexuality. Like it's sort of like in a post-equality world, almost. Like it's that kind of art where the story, the main crisis is not that someone is gay, you know, it's dealing with other things to do with the queer community, like family and community and, you know, coming of age.
I think that, that's just a comment, I suppose, is the fact that I think that that's becoming more prominent now. It's not just the fact that stories shouldn't be just about your sexuality, because I mean we're multidimensional people. There's
absolutely
a lot more to it.
Well, how many coming out stories can we hear?
Exactly. So you know, it's good that there are stories that are, you know, show everybody as multidimensional. You know, there are other things besides being a gay person. You know, you're a brother. You're an uncle. Whatever other there are aspects to it as well. And
absolutely.
I'm assuming so that if does this story tell a bit more about the characters?
Yeah, totally. It's not a coming out story. That's not what the story is about. It's about family, and it's about you know, finding family and finding community and, you know, solidarity within the queer community. That's sort of what the story focuses on.
Okay.
Mm.
And you know, like, how many are in the cast?
Just three.
Three?
Yeah.
Right.
Myself, Will, and Simon Burke.
Simon Burke, a well-known person around town.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit.
He's an up-and-coming. Watch out for him, guys. Yeah.
Just drop that name
so,
in.
So what's it like working with him?
Horrible.
You've heard horrible stories.
And he said nice things about you.
Every morning we come in and we spend like an hour just making each other cry. No, it's wonderful. It's really great just to kind of... Will and I are just like sitting there like sponges, just like listening to him and how he works and all of that stuff. And
it would be good, you know, like working with somebody that's, you know, had such an amazing career.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can just sit back and listen and just watch and just sort of be there. And he'll, like, you know, with Guy as well. I just get to be there and let them do all the work for me. Just listen.
And especially, Will, that, you know, like, you're so new
absolutely,
to the game.
Yeah.
That working with these two, you know, who have got the experience. It must
totally.
Be fantastic.
So lucky. So lucky. And they're so, like, they've made me feel so comfortable and welcome in this rehearsal room because it's very new for me. It's been a big 3 weeks, which is all we've really been rehearsing for so far.
Yep.
But they've made me so comfortable and they're so, like, we have so much fun. Mm. It's such a fun rehearsal room. And I think that probably will come across, onto the stage as well. We all get along really well.
Yep.
We have a great time together.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what is the main message, the main story behind this? Well, obviously without giving too much away, of this play.
Okay, so it's the story of Shane, who is a kid from Goulburn who moves to King's Cross in Sydney. And he moves by himself. He's completely fresh in this new community, this new, very accepting community, very different to where he's grown up. And it's about him sort of putting roots down and trying to figure out how to survive on his own and how to make connections and how to, you know, survive in this big city, which is completely different to where he's come from. That's the basis of the story.
Right. And, Guy, is it, comedy? Is there a bit of comedy thrown in or is it a more serious story?
There is a bit of comedy in there, which is great. I wouldn't say it's... We're not going out looking for the laughs, but there's some, you know, really like, some daggy moments, which are really funny in it. And, it's really funny. And then juxtapose as well. It's, you know, it'll hit you right in the heart as well. So,
is it teary at the end?
Depends. it depends. Yeah. Come and see it.
Right. Yeah. So when do you open?
We open on
the
24th.
Look, I've got it written down, but I thought I'd give you the line.
I think our first preview is the 24th, and we open on the 25th.
Yeah, we've been locked in the rehearsal room for like so long. We're just like,
going
what
crazy.
Day is it?
I don't know.
What year is it?
And it runs until the 11th of Feb.
Yeah.
And you're playing at where?
45 Downstairs.
Which we were talking off air about. You guys haven't been there yet because you haven't moved in.
No.
But, you know, we love talking about 45 Downstairs and so many shows that we talk to people that are in, are on there, and they're just so, so wonderful. Their commitment to the arts, both visual and performance art, is incredible. So, again, another little wave to 45 Downstairs people.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful space as well.
Yeah.
And it's not your traditional theatre space, which is really nice to do something in there.
Well, and as an audience member, each time you go there, you don't know how it's going to look.
Exactly. It's very exciting. Mm. Yeah.
Or which angle you're going to walk, you know, how do you get to your seat per se.
Yeah, totally.
I love all of that.
Yeah.
Anything special with a set, or is it a very basic set?
Not giving anything away. Come and see it.
Okay. All right.
No little teasers or anything for us?
No, come and see.
I think King's Cross is meant to be very present in the space.
Okay.
Yeah,
you'll feel like you're in the space.
Okay, yeah. I used to live in King's Cross. I had a
did
cafe.
You?
I had a cafe in King's Cross.
Really?
So. Oh, what was it called?
It was many years ago.
Yeah,
Cosmic Cafe.
Cafe.
I bet Simon and Tommy know
Roslyn
that one.
Street.
Yeah, no.
Where was it? So,
in Roslyn Street.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know where that is?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
we're acting like I know. I was like, where is this?
I love that place.
There was a lot of cafes down there and very bohemian part of town. Nice. It wasn't the strip joint part.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's part of Midsummer,
yes.
Which is brilliant. And what's it called again?
Strangers in Between.
Okay, and you can find out more details about it through Midsummer or 45 Downstairs.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
Thank you so much for having us.
All the very best with it.
Thank you.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.